The fact that the first shipments of the new coronavirus vaccine have arrived in Maine, with more on the way, means that Maine's months-long planning effort for a mass vaccination campaign is kicking into gear, although it could be some time before it really gets going. We have brought in Chief Political Correspondent Steve Missler to explain what we can expect in the coming weeks and months ahead. Steve, there is so much hope and anticipation coming with the arrival of this vaccine and the others that may follow. But you published a story today that says the state still has to work through a lot of logistical and funding issues if it's going to be successful. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, that's right, Nora. I mean, as you said, there's a lot of hope pinned to these vaccines, one of which Maine and other states began receiving today after it was giving emergency authorization approval by the Food and Drug Administration on Friday. But there's a lot of uncertainty, and that doesn't just apply to the long-term efficacy of the vaccine, but really how Maine will be able to execute a plan that essentially calls for the mass vaccination of its 1.3 million residents. Every state is facing this same challenge, and some will address it differently than others. That's because the federal government has released a set of guidelines and recommendations, but it's really leaving a lot of the decisions about prioritizing vaccinations and logistics to the states. You know, the approach is not unlike the initial and ongoing response to the pandemic itself, which has led to an uneven approach to restrictions designed to limit the spread of the disease, although it's an approach that arguably has allowed states to tailor their responses as they see fit.
The federal government did require states to at least have or write a vaccination plan, right?
Yeah, that's right. And Maine's plan is 77 pages long, and it lays out a four-phased rollout of its vaccination program that largely follows CDC recommendations. But executing that plan is really up to the states, which not only have to find partners to help vaccinate residents, but also coordinate the entire thing. In Maine's case, it's relying on healthcare providers, first responders, and pharmacies to help vaccinate people. Local governments in larger cities like Bangor and Portland could also be involved. The state's plan also gives some of its vaccinating partners a lot of leeway to make decisions about who gets vaccinated first. You know, for example, the first part of the four-phase plan is to vaccinate high-risk healthcare workers and first responders, as well as residents in long-term care facilities such as nursing homes. But prioritizing within those groups will largely be left to the discretion of hospitals and long-term care facilities, which could be confronted by difficult ethical choices in the early stages of the rollout, especially if it's complicated by supply chain issues, which could happen.
Right. Those kinds of decisions could be hard early on because Maine's not even getting enough of the vaccines to vaccinate everyone in that priority group, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Maine is expected to receive a little more than 50,000 doses of the two vaccines, one developed by Pfizer, the other by Moderna, and that's before Christmas. Here's what Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Jean Lambrew said about the initial distribution during a press briefing on Friday.
The vaccines that we expect to get in these first 3 weeks don't even cover half of what is 1A, the healthcare workers and long-term care residents, which is what the U.S. CDC advisory group recommends. So that is our focus right now.
So what that means from the healthcare provider's perspective is that they have to prioritize which workers and nursing home residents will be vaccinated first within that priority group. For example, will a nursing home vaccinate a 70-year-old resident or an 80-year-old resident first? And how they make those decisions will be entirely up to them in the early going. And as we get deeper into the vaccination plan, there's a lot of questions about how people will know when it's their turn.
Yeah. You asked Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah about that on Friday during the briefing. And here is what he said.
Most likely that will be through their employer. But that's a challenge. That's one that I know that 49 other states and territories are thinking through right now as well. It's going to be a challenge.
All right. I mean, notifying people in the early going is going to be more difficult. And it will also likely depend on where people work and live. So if you're a school teacher or a childcare worker, which are slated for vaccination in phase two, you'll probably learn that it's your turn from the school or the district. Or your employer, as Dr. Shah, indicated in his initial response. The same goes if you're a resident of a group home. But what if you're a person who is, considered a critical worker or an adult with an underlying illness? How will you know? I mean, Shah says they're working on that, but people might get notified through their employer or maybe even their primary care physician. We'll just have to wait and see how that's all going to work out.
And those vaccinations could be weeks, if not months from now.
That's right. And the state is going to need some financial assistance getting there. I mean, a big part of the state plan, state's plan relies on pharmacies, first responders and healthcare providers to assist with the actual vaccinations. But more boots on the ground are needed, and that's going to require some federal funding to hire vaccinators. And the state also has to beef up its system to track vaccinations. Both of the vaccines were expected to receive required two doses about 20 days apart. Those doses have to be tracked, and people need to be notified when they have to receive a second one. So all of this requires money that no state really has right now because, you know, their economies have been hobbled by the pandemic. And so far, Congress and the federal government hasn't given them much help. States are going to need it, though, if they're going to successfully execute their plans. You know, officials in Maine and the Mills administration have been saying this for weeks, but they haven't put a precise figure on exactly what they need. What we do know is that across all 50 states and territories, the combined estimate for local governments to help implement their plans is $8 billion.
And funding's not the only issue. There's also vaccine hesitancy.
That's right. Unfortunately, that's going to be a big problem that public health officials have to overcome. There's a fair amount of that hesitancy out there. And a poll taken by Gallup in November showed that 58% of Americans will get the vaccine when it's ready. But there's a sizable chunk of the population that's just not sure. Some of that is because people are worried that the approval of the vaccine was just too fast. Some think it was politically motivated. And then there are just others who just have a philosophical objection to vaccines. And it's really going to be up to public health officials to allay those concerns if this huge effort is going to work. I mean, the goal here is collective immunity, or what is often referred to as herd immunity. And health experts say that we need a minimum of 75% to 80% of the American population vaccinated to achieve that.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you.
Steve Missler is our chief political correspondent, and you can read more about Maine's plan and some commonly asked questions at mainepublic.org.